Blog Talk Radio.
And good Tuesday morning. Happy 4th of July to those in the United States. Well, I guess it's 4th of July everywhere. Happy Independence Day to those in the United States. Happy 4th of July to everyone across the world. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. A busy night last night, a late night last night for the Kansas City Royals. Let's jump right into it. They headed into a three-game set with the Seattle Mariners last night. Run in the first and a run in the second, one of those coming via the big fly by Mike Moustakas. Get used to seeing that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Alex Gordon added on a third run via the dinger in the fifth inning, and the Royals would lead, Ian Kennedy, I should say, would lead the Royals to the victory. 6 2/3, 4 hits. 7 strikeouts, his third straight win. Ian Kennedy, after kind of starting off the season, let's face it, not good. Not good at all. He gets his third straight win, now 3-6 on the year. Joaquin Soria comes in the latter innings and gets the save, his first of the year. So he gets the nice inning there, only 1 strikeout. In his third of an inning, something we're a little uncharacteristic. Played a lot to contact last night, and whatever gets the outs, man, whatever gets the outs. But again, the Royals do get the 3-1 victory. They take game one of this three-game set. Now 2 games over 500, 42-40. That puts them 2.5 back in the AL Central and in the catbird seat for the second wild card. They are tied with a whole bunch of teams in that second wild card right now, 2.5 back of the New York Yankees for first place, but sitting solidly right now in that second spot, tied with 3 other teams to get that second wild card, the Twins, the Rays, and the Angels. All right there for the potential of getting that number two spot in the wild card. But right now, the Royals holding on to it and continue to roll, man. 42-40. This is a team that, a month ago we wrote off. I was the biggest one. I wrote them off. I thought this Royals team had no chance. This was going to be a season where we were excited for training camp in August. I had written them off by the mid part of June. Now they have surged back, and who knows, we may have a very, very tight second half of the season. Now they are at 82 games, so over halfway done with the season. The All-Star break coming up in just a few days. Speaking of the All-Star break, and speaking of Kansas City Royals, we mentioned yesterday that a couple of Royals had already clinched their way into the All-Star game. Be a little bit of a snub there at first base. We talked about that yesterday with Eric Hosmer, but Salvador Perez does make his fourth straight at starter, at starting catcher. So really cool honor for him. He gets his fifth All-Star. And then of course, now we have to wait. We also get Jason Vargas in, but now here's where the important thing comes in. Now, Mike Moustakas, vote Moose, hashtag vote Moose on Twitter, or text, I believe, A5 to MLB.com. Let them know you want to see Mike Moustakas as the final entry into the AL squad. Moose, continues, man. He with another home run last night, he knocked out, as we said, that's his second inning home run, gave him a team high before the All-Star break, 23 home runs. That is a team record. That was good enough, man. That got him into the home run derby. The first Royal in the home run derby since 1991, 26 years. There had not been a home run hitter. Thanks, Robinson Cano. By the way, we'll see Robinson Cano tonight. Thanks, Robbie. First time since 1991 that a Royal will be in the home run derby. Moustakas right now really deserves it. He deserves it, and going to be a enticing, if nothing else, to see him in that home run derby. A lot of big names, including Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Cody Bellinger, Miguel Sano, Charlie Blackman, and Mike Moustakas. Very cool to see Moose listed among the big names, the big boppers in the world of baseball. Again, first time since 1991 that a Royal will be in the home run derby. Only the third Royal ever, the other one being Bo Jackson back in 1989. But pretty good company to be in if you're Mike Moustakas. Bo Jackson, Danny Tartable, and Mike Moustakas. So very cool to see that, and hopefully the Royals can continue. First things first, they have a game on the way today. And my, oh my, an exciting day for me. As all of you know, if you have listened to this show even once, you know I love me a pitching matchup. And tonight we get that because this afternoon we get the return of
Duffman.
Danny Duffy back on the team, back on the mound tonight for Kansas City. A 5:40 start for the Royals and Mariners. And as much as Kansas City sends their ace out, so do the Seattle Mariners. King Felix going to the mound for Seattle tonight, 3-2 with a 4.66. Both of these guys coming back from the disabled list. Hernandez in his second start back from the DL. Duffy, of course, in his first after going on. He went on in late May after pitchers, man. I'm going to take a shot here. Pitchers are not athletes. Don't go field ground balls. Throw the ball. Throw the ball hard. That's what you have to do. But again, Danny Duffy, Felix Hernandez tonight. Hernandez coming back after a 2-month stint on the disabled list, had shoulder bursitis, so he was out for the majority of May and June. Duffy back for the first time since late June. So, late May. So both of these guys missing the month of June for the majority, both trying to get back on track. This one should be a fun matchup tonight. Again, 5:40 from Safeco Field tonight. The Royals have a chance to get right and continue as we head into the All-Star break. Get 2 out of 3 even from these Mariners would be big. A swing game tonight for the Blue to get a very good game. Hernandez against Duffy tonight. I would think advantage Duffy, that power arm against some of these bats that he hasn't necessarily had a whole lot of problem with. Really the only ones that he's faced extensively. Robinson Cano, he has faced 11 times with a 364 average. Kyle Seager, the same, 11 at-bats and 364. None of those guys have gone deep. A team that goes deep a lot, none of them have found beyond the wall against Danny Duffy in their career. So a lot to be decided yet tonight. But right now, the momentum is definitely on Danny Duffy's side. The experience, without a doubt, is Duffy's as well. But again, 5:40 tonight, Duffy against Hernandez, Royals and Mariners from Safeco Field in Seattle. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great Tuesday. Enjoy your 4th of July. Enjoy your Independence Day. Hopefully, we're back here tomorrow. We have all fingers and toes remaining, and we will get ready to talk a little bit of a Royals win. Maybe we will have an afternoon Royals victory, and who knows what else is coming up in the next couple of days. Remember tomorrow to join me here on Wednesdays. As always, we have WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch. He will be joining me tomorrow. Among the topics, I'm going to ask Jonathan his favorite dish, his favorite 4th of July meal. And I want you to do the same thing. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans, and we'll find out. Go ahead and tell me your favorite 4th of July dish, your favorite 4th of July full meal, whatever, what you do on Independence Day. What is your favorite activity, favorite meal, whatever it may be on 4th of July. And we'll ask Jonathan his tomorrow and have a little fun with that. As always, Jonathan coming on Wednesdays is the highlight of seemingly every week. Always a lot of fun with JD coming on every Wednesday. So looking forward to that. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.